Amen. Well, tonight, I'm actually, I know this is kind of weird to do a Wednesday, Sunday, but I'm going to start at least a two-part series, might be a three-part series on the subject of healing. At the conclusion of the service tonight, we are going to minister to the sick. I do have some prayer class here. I'm going to minister over those as well. But tonight's message is called Being Healed. All right, being healed. Now, we all know what the scripture says. It says we've already been healed. Now, healing is not something we are waiting for. The Bible says we were healed, already done. Our job is to receive it by faith. Now, the word were is past tense. Now, English was my worst subject. I made an A in every subject and always made a B in English. So it was my worst subject. Still, mostly if you make a B, it was a good thing. But for me, that was a bad thing. And I think, in fact, in high school, I think I only got one A in English. But I do know that were is past tense. Not we're going to get healed, but we were healed. Now, the interesting part about healing is that healing was prophesied 700 years ago before Jesus died on the cross and took the stripes on his back. We know Isaiah 53:5 says it this way, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, that was hundreds of years before Jesus died on the cross. It was prophesied that he's going to die for us. He's going to take our healing. He's going to take our forgiveness. Isaiah prophesied healing, like I said, hundreds of years before the cross. He said, we are healed. Every stripe Jesus took paid for sickness. One stripe paid for cancer. Another one for blindness, another one for arthritis, and goes on, so on, and so on, and so on. Every disease was paid for on Calvary that day. Every sickness, every disease. And it really bothers me when someone says, but so-and-so has this, so-and-so has that, I get it, a couple of years ago, a number of people died of COVID, I'm sorry they did, but Jesus took stripes on his back to heal COVID, even though COVID might not existed. Every disease that existed and every disease that would ever exist, Jesus took the stripes on his back. Some people actually want to brag about, I have a rare disease. Well, Jesus took the stripe for your rare disease. Whether it has a name, doesn't have a name. And some people will say, I've gone to the doctor. They don't know what disease I have. Well, it doesn't matter what disease you have. You need to quit having it. That's the problem, is the way we're speaking like we have something that the Bible says that we clearly have been healed of. Now we're reading here, this is approximately 700 years before it happened, and I say it all the time, Jesus could have died on the cross for your salvation, but he did what Dad calls extra. He took the extra step. He took 39 stripes on his back. And he didn't take the stripes on his back for your salvation, he took it for your healing. And when people say that it's not God's will to heal, then why did Jesus take the stripes on his back if it's not God's will to heal? I always said, if I ever heard that and I was Jesus, I'd be turning around and said, look at my back. I mean, you understand that it was such a gory thing that took place that even when they've tried to depict it in the movies got a worse rating because of the crucifixion scene, and they say it's not as gory as it really was. But praise God, it was the precious blood of Jesus that was spilled so that we could be healed. We all know the fulfillment of the healing. This is after Jesus took the stripes on his back. In 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Isaiah said we are healed. Peter said we were healed. Looking back at the cross, healing is past tense. The same cross that took away our sins also took away our sicknesses. But to talk to people today is people don't act like they're being healed. They act like they're going to get healed. I don't know how many times people say, well, I'm believing that I'm going to get healed. Well, you can't go get something you already have. And the reason we're not receiving our healing is because we don't believe we have it. We don't believe it's ours, because if we believed it was ours, we would act differently, we would speak differently, we would talk differently, and we would be differently. Now, here's the thing is, actually just a few months ago, Oklahoma City won the National Basketball Association Championship. They became world champions. Now, before the game happened, it had gone seven games. Before the game, I know that they were a little nervous. They didn't know if they were going to win. It's game seven. At least they have home court advantage. But Indiana had put up a fight. They didn't know if they were going to win or not. They were not winners. But after the buzzer sounded and they had more score than the other team, they were winners. And they acted like winners. See, whenever you become something, you act differently than before you get it. If you already are healed, wouldn't you act differently than if you're going to get healed? When you become the world champions, no one can take that title away from you. You're the world champions. And you're going to walk differently. You're going to act differently. You're going to be different once you win. But the deal is that a lot of us, we are trying, we don't know that we've won, or we sure don't act like we've won. We act like we're going to get healed, not that we were healed. Now, I guarantee you, I don't know them personally, but I guarantee you each and every one of those guys were a little nervous going into it. But once it happened, once it was done, they weren't really nervous at all. It wasn't like, well, I sure hope we win again. Well, no, you already won. No, you're not going to win again. You realize we kind of act like that, Jesus is not going to go take the stripes on his back again. He's already done it. But the way we pray, it's almost like, Jesus, can you do this for me? No, he's already done it for you. Now, my dad has a book out there called It's Your Move. But, it's already been done. The move's already been made, but it's for you to accept it by faith. Simply by faith. I've heard my grandfather say it many times. Why don't you act like you would if you physically knew you had it? Now, the deal is that you don't even know the dictionary definition of faith, and that's your problem. Faith is an unquestioning belief without any proof or evidence. That's simply, there's no question whether, we're talking about Jesus Christ has already taken your stripes and took the stripes for your healing. So why are you worried about whether you're going to get healed or not whenever the Bible says you are healed? Now, the deal is you're worried about it because the devil is trying to worry you about it. Unfortunately, a lot of people, a lot of ministers are afraid to talk about their sickness because they don't want you to think, that they're normal, I guess. I don't know. But, the devil attacks each and every one of us no matter what. I've been very, very clear that I battled a kidney situation for a number of years, actually. It didn't clear up overnight. But what I do, I kept saying, I kept speaking. And every time that we prayed, whether it be praying in the morning time when you wake up with devotions, whether it be praying at night time before you go to bed, or each and every time we prayed over our meal. Not just me, my mom, everybody. Thank you, Father. Craig's kidneys are well. Most of the time when I went to the doctor, my numbers went down. Sometimes they didn't. But you know what? I wasn't affected because the Bible says that by his stripes, I was healed. At one point in time, the doctor says, well, your numbers are not normal, but we're going to consider you in remission, because they're close enough. But close enough wasn't good enough. My numbers are in the normal range now because that's what it should be, even though I don't act normal, but I am kind of normal. And the thing about it is I don't know how many times not to be gross, but I would go to the bathroom and I would look down and know my kidneys weren't functioning normally. And I never one time said, oh no, my kidneys aren't healed. I always look down and says, thank you, Father, that my kidneys are well in the name of Jesus. See, I kept speaking it into existence. It didn't matter what it looked like. You know, it doesn't matter what you know, looked like, feels like, tastes like, touches like, because you know what? I know what the word says. You know, and sometimes, I mean, you know, some of you who wear t-shirts are liars because you've gone out there and you bought the t-shirt that says the Bible says that I believe and that settles it, and you don't believe it. Now, you're going to tell me you do, but you don't act like you do, because if you acted like you do, you would be completely different. You would act different. You would speak different. You would talk different. Because the Bible says we were healed. You can't get something that you already have. Now, you know, one of the biggest scams in America today, not really a scam, it's one of the you know, things, is, and it happens all the time, people give you gift cards. All right, and not really a scam, because a gift card works. The scam part about it is we forget we have them. I don't know how many times I've been in a restaurant and thinking, I got a gift card for this place in my car or at home or whatever. And, you know, because I don't carry a purse or a merce or whatever. I carry a wallet, you know, and I do have lots of cards in my wallet. In fact, in my wallet the other day, I was going through my credit cards, and I had a $5 gift card for Five Guys. And the reason is because one time I was at Five Guys, it took a long time to order, they felt bad, and they gave me $5. I have gone to Five Guys, I don't go that often, but I've gone 4 times since then with my wallet intact and never have used my $5 gift card. Now, here's the thing. Do you realize you could have a gift card for a restaurant and you're complaining, well, I sure would like to go to that restaurant, but I can't afford it. I don't have any money. But you're sitting on a gift card. It's already been purchased. You don't have to purchase it again. It's already been purchased. If whatever meal you're going to get is the same denomination. Of course, obviously, if you got Five Guys, I'm not going to get a meal for $5, all right? So that's a... But I can't get a discount, you know. But the deal is that, you know, there's a lot of you have gift cards. The other day, I was going through my wallet and found a gift card for Quick Trip that someone gave me. You know how much it was? $100. You know how much gas I can buy for $100 at Quick Trip? $100 worth. I mean, you know, plus I can buy, you know, candy or whatever else the Quick Trip sells. You know, and I don't know how long. I think it was sat there for 2 years. Already purchased. It was mine. But I didn't use it. Your healing has been purchased 2,000 years ago. Jesus isn't going to purchase your healing again. He's already done it. You have to be healed. You have to know you're healed. You have to act like you're healed. And you're going to speak differently if you're healed than if you're not. You're going to, the way you use your mouth. Now, you know, we'll look at the ministry of healing. Matthew 8, 16 and 17 says this, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out those spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Jesus healed all who were sick, fulfilling Isaiah's promises. But then at the end, he took the stripes on his back for each and every one of us. Healing is part of the gospel message and shows the will of God in action. You know, actions speak louder than words. Those stripes were, that was an action that took place. It wasn't pleasant. You know, nothing that happened was pleasant. You know, and really, if you think about it, because so many times, you know, people say, well, yeah, but I'm battling this, you know, it looks impossible. But you realize on Calvary, it looked impossible. They watched Jesus take the stripes on his back. They watched him hang from a cross. They watched him die. Then they put him in a grave. And it looked like it was the end. But 3 days later, something happened. You know, the deal is sometimes when it comes to our situations that we're going through, it seems like it's not going to happen. It seems like it's the end. Well, maybe you should wait 3 days. Maybe you should wait 3 days. And I'm not saying it's literally 3 days, but you know what? It doesn't matter what things look like. It doesn't matter what it seems like. What does God's word say? You know, if the Bible has to be true, if God says it, then it has to be true. People always say, well, why didn't this person get healed? I don't know. I don't know why. You know, I mean, I'm not here to tell them that they had a lack of faith or this or that or something else. I do know a lot of times when people face something such as cancer, I've been there in the room when somebody has told me, Craig, I'm tired of battling. You know, I mean, Paul even says that heaven's far better. I'm in a twix between two. I don't know if I want to stay here or go to heaven. You know, and I mean, some people just get ready to go. And sometimes, I was in someone's room one time, and I said, well, then you need to tell your family. Because they're praying for you to stay here, and you're ready to go to heaven. So somebody needs to have a conversation. So, I had an interesting conversation with a great man. A lot of you knew him, Cooper Beatty. Anyone remember Cooper? So I don't know why Cooper actually would ask me spiritual questions. Even when Brother Hagin was alive and he could call Brother Hagin, he would talk to me. I don't know why, especially when it came to faith and healing. When Cooper wasn't able to come physically to church, he would watch online and he called me a lot, after service the next day or whatever. So Cooper called me one Monday or Tuesday or whatever. He says, Craig, you think it's okay if I go to heaven? I'm like, well, Cooper, the Bible says you can give the desires of your heart. If you want to go to heaven, it's okay to go to heaven. He says, I'm living, but I'm here in this house. I can't get out of the house, and I can't do anything. And I just think that heaven's a far better place. I'd like to go. And I said, okay, Cooper. He goes, I only have one problem, Craig. He says, every time I get sick, people come and pray for me and I get healed. And you can ask the pastoral staff. So I went into pastor's meeting and I told everybody, Cooper wants to go to heaven. You know, if next time he gets sick, you can go visit him, but he don't want to pray for healing. He wants to go to heaven. And it wasn't a few weeks later, maybe, a month or so later, Cooper was in heaven. Enjoying his heavenly reward. Now, you know, the deal is he was tired of getting healed. And that's okay, but the thing is that the Bible says we've been healed. Now, and we have the scripture, having done all to stand, what do? We stand. It doesn't say we do anything else, we just keep standing and speak. Keep speaking into existence. Now we all know Mark chapter 11. Verse 24 says this, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. It doesn't say you might have them. It doesn't say, well, I'm going to pray about it, whether I'm going to give them to you or not. It says you're going to have whatever you ask for. Now, here's the thing is the deal is we have been healed, but we still have to ask for it. It's just like, we got saved. On Calvary, I mean, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation, but you didn't automatically get saved until you asked for it. You have to ask for healing just like you have to ask for salvation. But here's the thing, asking kind of a strange word, because Jesus and God never says no. See, the deal is growing up in a household, maybe some of you might have been afraid to ask your mom or your dad to borrow the car because they might say no. And they tell you, if you want to be a salesman, you got to get used to the word no, because some people are going to say no, and you're going to hear more no's than you're going to hear yeses. But the deal is that when it comes to the Bible things, there is no is not an answer. So really, it's interesting when it says ask, it doesn't, we're asking, but we're going to receive everything we ask for according to God's word. It says ask. Now, healing has already been provided by grace. We receive it by faith. We don't ask, Lord, will you heal me? because we know it's his will to heal. We know he's already been healed. Indeed, we say, Lord, I receive what you've already provided. I'm taking what's already mine. I'm just cashing in my gift card that you've already provided for me a long time ago that I've been sitting on. It's already been provided. It's already been paid for. You know, and it's interesting how we sometimes we take men's word more than God's word. You know, I'm not Elon Musk, so I can't give everybody in this room $1 million. But if you happen to be a Rhema student, and I was to tell you that I got your tuition, you'd probably believe me. I'm not saying I got your tuition, but I'm saying if I was a saint, you'd probably believe me because I could either pay for it or I can make sure it gets covered. Because I have the authority, and you know I have the authority. So if I told you I was going to pay your tuition, and I'm going to cover your tuition, and you're a Rhema student, you would believe me, and you wouldn't even question it. But why do we question whether we're going to get healed or not? Because, you know, the word says so. It says so. Now, the reason we question it because there's a thing called the devil. And the devil brings questions to our mind, and then we speak those questions out. You know, and then sometimes we question, well, why haven't I got healed? Well, here's the thing. That's a dumb thing to say, why have I not got healed? Because the Bible says you're already healed. Well, I don't feel like I'm healed. Well, no, it doesn't say you have to feel like it. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a knowing. Well, it doesn't seem like it. Well, you know, I mean, having done all the sand. You know, you just keep saying, and you keep saying, and you keep saying, and you keep saying. You know, we have some other already healed scriptures. Psalms 103, 2 and 3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. One of his benefits is healing. It goes on to say, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Now, I like the word all. That's an all-inclusive word, meaning all. Not it was, okay, we heal all your disease except this one. That's why it bothered me during COVID, because it was almost like, we'll heal everything except for COVID. That's a special disease. No, it's not. It doesn't matter. I don't care if, like I said, if it has a name or doesn't have a name, and it's better not to have your name on it. You know, there used to be a thing called Lou Gehrig's disease. They've actually changed it to ALS because I guess Lou Gehrig's family didn't want to be called. I mean, no one wants to be known for a disease, do they? You know, so I don't know. They changed it to ALS. That's what they call it. And it stands for something, but I don't know what it stands for. You can Google it and find that out. All right. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. I'm going to try to hurry because I'm going to minister to the sick. Says this, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Well, you know what? The power of darkness is sickness. We've been redeemed for sickness. You know, Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Well, one of the curses of the law is sickness. We're redeemed from sickness. You know, we need to understand that I'm not trying to get healed, I'm already healed. Satan, you can't put on me what Jesus already took off of me. You know, by his stripes, I was healed. You know, the same faith that saves you is the same faith that heals you. People don't necessarily, they don't question their salvation when they come in and get saved. Like, well, I got saved today. You know, and, well, how do you get saved? Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Well, you know how you get healed? You confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart the same way you got saved. You do it the same way. Everything that we do, we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart, and that's what we have. And of course, we know that from Mark chapter 11, 23. Anyway, the Bible makes salvation simple. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Healing works the same way. You believe in your heart that Jesus took your sickness, and you confess with your mouth that you are healed. You are healed. Salvation comes by grace through faith. Healing also comes by grace through faith. Both were purchased at the same time at the cross. You know, forgiveness and healing are listed together. If you can believe God forgive sins, you can believe God heals bodies. The same Jesus who forgave your sins also healed your sickness. The same faith that saved me is the same faith that heals me. I believe in my heart and confess Jesus as Lord for salvation, and I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth for healing. Healing is mine the same way salvation is mine by faith in Jesus Christ. Healing is not future, it's now. Jesus declared, "It is finished," when he died on the cross. Don't wait for healing, walk in it. Don't beg for healing, thank God for it. Don't doubt, believe and receive. By his stripes, you were healed. And because you were healed, you are healed. If you're in this room and you need healing in your body, I want you to stand up right now. I want you to come down here. We're going to minister God's healing. Actually, everyone stand up because it'll make it easier. If you need healing in your body, come down here. I'm going to minister God's healing power to you, and you're going to receive it. Now, when you come down here, I want you to know that you were healed. You're just getting the manifestation as you come down here. God has provided healing for you. Now, what I like to do, I like to talk to you for a few minutes. When you get down here, I'm going to ask you this. Once you get down there, line you up, I'm going to close your eyes, and I don't want you to think about anything. Don't think about me. Don't think about the people behind you. You know, if you fall, they'll catch you. If you don't fall, they won't catch you, but that's okay. You'll stand there. All right? I want you to close your eyes, and actually, I would ask you to lift one hand or both hands, and I want you to think about Jesus Christ and your healing. And when you feel me come and put my hand on you, I'll probably say something like, "Be healed," or something in the name of Jesus or something like that. What I want you to do is I want you to say, "I take it now." What you're doing is you're taking a hold of what's already been provided for you. You're taking your healing right now. I'm going to pray a general prayer that I'm praying for each and every one of you. Actually, before I do that, let me look at, if you have me watching online and you need healing in your body, I'm going to pray for you. There is no distance in the spirit. Father God, we just thank you right now for those that are watching online or those that might watch us in the future. We thank you, Father, if they need healing in their body, we thank you, Father, there is no distance. We thank you, Father, that the healing power of God is flowing through these airwaves to effect a healing and a cure. We thank you, Father, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that power is driving out that sickness right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in advance for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you're watching online and you know you were healed, I want you to send us a testimony@rhema.org. Amen. You that are down here, we're going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now as we lay hands on each and every one of these folks. We thank you, Father, for the healing power of God that will be flowing into them. And we thank you, Father, that if any evil spirit presents, I have to leave now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for complete healing. And we thank you for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name, that's it right there. That's it right there. That's it right there. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, receive right there. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, there it is. There it is. Receive your healing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have two prayer cloths over here, so let's stretch forth your hands out for these prayer cloths, and let's pray for them. You know, these represent somebody. Someone who needs healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 They need surgery on their femur, and they're having some anxiety for just a young child. Heavenly Father, we just thank you Father, that your son Jesus took the stripes on his back, and by his stripes we were healed. And we thank you, Father, right now as we lay our hands upon these cloths, Father. We thank you, Father, as these cloths are laid upon the sick, that that healing power of God will flow into their bodies to affect that healing and a cure. Father God, we thank you right now that healing power of God will flow through their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, driving out that Satan has wrought. And we thank you, Father, if there be any evil spirits, they have to leave now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for testimonies that we shall hear and that we shall see. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you're a first-time visitor, we're glad to have you tonight. The Connection team is in the aisle. They want to take you. We have a gift for you in the north lobby. We want you to get that gift. We want to say, you know, welcome to Rhema Bible Church. And hopefully, if you're ever in this area or if you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Amen. Amen. I guess the prayer team is probably going to come forward. If you need prayer for anything, we're going to have some ladies on this side, some men on this side, and they'll pray for you for whatever. We obviously just prayed for healing, but if you need prayer for whatever else you might need, for salvation or just some prayer, that they're going to be here to pray with you. Amen? Amen. Well, be back here on Sunday morning. I'm going to do part two of the healing. And I'm going to minister the sick again on Sunday for some of you who said, well, my mom wasn't here or my wife wasn't here or I wasn't here. Well, if you need healing, you show up on Sunday. If you need, in fact, maybe your thing is if you find someone who needs healing, bring them on Sunday. You said, well, I don't know if you get to go to church. Well, you know what? Tell them you're going to buy them dinner afterwards and then maybe they'll come. All right. And plus, if they want to get healed, they should show up. Amen. God bless you guys. Take care. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back here on Sunday morning.